Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention and Expo, where the new national officers have just been elected, and we are here talking with the Western Region Vice President, Lindsay Anderson from the state of California. And Lindsay, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's truly a privilege to be elected to this position.
And Lindsay, let's go back to the very, very beginning of your FFA career, and let's kind of talk about how you moved up through the organization.
I began doing everything my sister did. I looked up to her going into this organization. So I did Creed, livestock, realized those weren't for me, and then got involved in ag sales, computers, cooperative marketing, and agri-science were most of my involvement within the organization, as well as showing swine and work experience. I also competed in Parley Pro all 4 years, and all of those things kind of shaped me into the person that I am, including job interview and, you know, just all those little things to fine-tune me as a leader and growing in this organization.
You know, something that somebody said to me a while back that really stuck with me is that, you know, FFA is just such a large and diverse organization that it's really something for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. That's the one thing that I absolutely loved and really strove for as a chapter officer in Escalon, is always encouraging people to get involved, because there truly is something for everyone, whether it's shop for my little brother or my older sister like livestock. There's truly something for everyone's interests.
All right, and how about your leadership roles? How did you see those grow as you became older in the organization?
I had great role models, number one, whether it be my sister or other chapter officers who went on to be state officers. I began at the chapter level, went on to section, didn't get slated for regional office, but knew that I still love this organization, and ran for state office and was fortunate enough to serve 2010-2011, and was able to see my leadership growth through that and leadership experiences as well.
And what kind of processes did you go through in order to prepare for a national office selection?
Oh, you know what? I owe a lot of thanks to our state staff and different advisors up and down the state of California who, you know, always put in the time to let me come in, practice interviews, go through speeches, practice taking tests, doing all those little things that are part of that process, and, you know, just basically putting me through those things. So when I got here, it was just another day of practice.
Well, let's shift gears here a little bit and talk about your educational plan. Where are you at right now, and where do you see yourself going?
Currently, I am attending Modesto Junior College in California. I love it there. I have spent a year there. We'll take off the year to serve, but I'm not sure where I will attend afterwards, looking at either UC Davis, Oklahoma State, or Texas A&M to major in agriculture economics.
And what would you like to do with your ag economics degree?
I would like to return to Modesto Junior College and become an agriculture instructor underneath ag business and ag economics.
And the theme of this 85th National FFA Convention and Expo is grow. And, you know, how have you seen yourself grow throughout your time in FFA?
You know, this is such an appropriate theme, you know, whether it's supporting and advocating for the agriculture industry and how this organization has taught us to do so, or growing as leaders with or without the organization, the education of agriculture, just becoming a well-rounded leader, learning integrity, learning all those morals and values to becoming a good leader and having a good work ethic is thanks to this organization.
And Lindsay, certainly kind of an uphill battle in order to become elected to a national office. I mean, who's really been in your corner throughout this whole process, and who are some people you'd like to thank at the moment?
You know, there's so many people I'd like to thank, and first of all, I'd like to thank the other candidates. There are 41 amazing people who ran for this position, so I'd like to thank all the people, you know, who are there supporting us. Up until the end, you see online, you know, people were still hugging each other and supporting each other, number one. Number two, State of California. Their support and their guidance to this process is amazing. State staff, Josiah Mayfield, my parents, my family, you know, Mr. Coolwine for all of his help, just some key people that have really influenced me in this process.
And Lindsay, you know, your 365 days start now, really. And, you know, I know it's hard to have that kind of foresight at this point. But 1 year from now, when you're looking back at your year of service that you gave to National FFA, how do you want that year to be remembered?
I think service, you know, I think that just remembering the members, and that's what we're here for, is to give back to an organization that has allowed us to grow in so many different ways and has given us so many opportunities. And I think I can speak on behalf of the entire team that, you know, 365 days from now, we want to know that we left it better than we entered it. And that's always created a challenge, because this organization is so amazing, but making it one step better would just be phenomenal. And making sure that we've kept the members in mind is truly important.
And Lindsay, you know, next year you guys get to start your own little era as the convention moves from Indianapolis to Louisville. And so are you thinking that's going to maybe be a theme for your team? It's kind of a team of changes, or are you going to try to just grow what's already going good?
You know, that's something as a team we'll have to obviously discuss, and it'll be something that will be very interesting, but I'm sure that all of us are super excited. I know that I am very excited for it to be in Louisville, now that I have an excuse especially to go, so very excited to see that opportunity.
Lindsay, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's Lindsay Anderson, our new Western Region Vice President of the National FFA Organization from the state of California. From the 85th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Spencer Chase.